Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. You know what else it is? It's Columbus Day. There you go. Happy Columbus Day.
Anyone hearing it, I'm offended. I feel like I could melt them like I'm
tough. Happy Columbus Day. I'll say it again. Happy Columbus Day. And in case you misunderstood, just one more time. Happy Columbus Day. All right. Now, we can't actually celebrate Columbus Day so much here in Richmond because you remember what happened, right? The Columbus statue was torn down by, what's the technical term? Idiots. Yes, idiots would be the technical term for all the people doing their best to erase history that they simply do not like. Well, we don't like that, so we're going to pretend it didn't happen. Ooh, bad move. Bad move. Who was it? Somebody smart said, those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. Now, it wasn't me, but somebody smart said it. Those who don't know history are condemned to repeat it. You know a surefire way to repeat bad history? It is to erase examples from history. Well, we want to make sure that human beings are never held as property by other human beings. Ooh, that's a great idea. I'm totally on board with that. I hate the very concept that a human being could be looked at as property, as chattel. We better make sure that that never happens again. Well, what do you mean again? Well, because it's happened multiple times. No, it hasn't. Yeah, it has. Jewish people held for how long? As slaves in Egypt? Oh, we don't know anything about that. Those Jews didn't get to the Middle East until after the Second World War. They were put there. You know what? No, the Jewish people have been there for, well, forever. No, you know, they were slaves in Egypt. No, they never. Egypt never had slaves, Jeff. Well, sure they did. No, it's not. Look, I don't see it here. Oh, that's wrong. Well, it says you, but look, it's not in the history books. Okay. Well, I'm still in agreement with you that I want to make sure that nobody is ever held as property by another human being again. Why do you keep saying again, Jeff? This has never happened. Well, what about here on the North American continent? A couple of hundred years, we had black human beings held by white human beings. And before that, we had Native American human beings being held as slaves by other Native American human beings. No, that never happened. Well, sure it did. It was in all the history books. Yeah, we didn't like that history. We didn't really feel good about it, so we just erased it. Well, what about the monuments, man? We had monuments that helped tell the story. Yeah, we didn't really like those either, so we tore them all down. So none of this happened, right? Yep. That's exactly right. That's a problem, don't you think? That's where we're headed. I personally have got a lot of problems with that. All right, let us get to a number of things. I'm going to remind you that 4:35, we're going to talk about one of the great golf tournaments coming up. Now, I know we're in that season, golf tournament season. Seriously, how do I know? Well, because I live here at Hanover Golf Club. And while I don't golf, I can see all of the tournaments that happen here. There are a lot of them. And just as a shameless plug for Hanover Golf Club, I got news for you. Our guys do tournaments for charitable groups better than just about anybody in Central Virginia. So if you are one of those groups having a golf tournament, check out Hanover Golf Club. Just don't stop in my yard. Ah, that's not even true. I got people stopping in the yard all the time and normally have a good chat. But Tony Brewster's going to be with us. And Tony puts on a golf tournament that's actually kind of near and dear to my heart for any number of reasons, purely selfish reasons. Tony has selected the Jeff Katz Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor as something worthy of support. Now, if you knew Jan McTurnan, then you already knew that anything involving Jan McTurnan was worthy of support. If you know her sons, Richard or Michael, you know that anything involving Clan McTurnan is worthy of support. If you don't, well, then you need to pay attention, because on the final Friday of the month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. And we have a whole bunch of nifty stuff in the little gift bag that I put together. And for the last year or 2 years, there have been $200 worth of gift cards in there as a result of Tony Brewster and this golf tournament that he put together. So that's why Tony's going to be with us at 4:35. 5:35, Brian Kilmeade is going to be here. Now, I know you were listening to his show earlier, which is great, but Brian is coming, I was going to say to town. Well, he's coming to Hopewell anyway. That's close to town. This Wednesday, we've got Politics and Pints. What is this, Jerm? Our eighth iteration, right? It's the eighth time we've done Politics and Pints. It's actually the third time we are going to be at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. And I will tell you, although I don't know it officially because, frankly, nobody tells me anything, but I will tell you, my sense of it is it's going to be the last time we're going to be at the Beacon Theater for a while, simply because the whole goal of this, when we first put it together, was to take it throughout Central Virginia, all of the great communities, and we've been there three times in a row. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say we're probably going to be somewhere else the next time. But it'll be great fun. Brian's going to be here, and he will be here at 5:35. We'll talk about some of the things he envisions will take place on Wednesday. Gary Hess, who is, as you know, just a rock-solid dude and a rock star as well, Gary sent me an email earlier today and said, hey, here's the tentative Politics and Pints topic list. Do you mind taking a look at them? And so I'm going to look at those right after the program concludes this evening. Well, all right. I know Gary listens. He's probably playing golf himself. I'm not going to do it exactly at 6 o'clock. I have other things I'm going to do, Gary. At 6 o'clock exactly, I will be headed out to the great outdoors for Archidec Hour by myself. And then after that, I will be coming in and cooking dinner for Heidi and Julia. Actually, it'll be Julia and Heidi, because I'm going to feed Julia before I cook dinner for Heidi. They're a little under the weather. And so I've got the duty, as we used to say. You know, if you have any experience in the military or in law enforcement, I don't know if firefighters use the same language, because those guys are nuts. But they've also figured out how to get paid for sleeping. So that's something we in the law enforcement community, I got to tell you, we were always jealous of the firefighters. Because, you know, if we were going to nap during our shift, we had to find a place to hide. We had to lie about it. Those guys were like, yeah, we're firefighters. It's bedtime. But anyway, sometimes in the uniformed service, as you would say, I've got the duty. And that normally meant you had to do something that was not especially attractive or pleasant. So with both Heidi and Julia on our sick list, our sick call, I've got the duty, which included giving Julia a shower this morning for all the wrong reasons. And then at the conclusion of this here little extravaganza, I will go and cook some dinners. But I just wanted to share that with you, because I do have a tendency to share everything with you, frankly, whether you want to know or not. Remember, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140. Social media. Now, sometimes people pay attention to this, sometimes they don't. But I just want to remind you, if you're not yet following me on X, Jeff Katz Show, Jeff Katz Show on X. I would really appreciate you giving me a follow over there. And on Facebook, I used to tell you, oh, go to the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook and like it. And I think they took away the like option, and now it's called follow. Either way, you will go there, and I would ask a favor. Go to the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook, the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook, and follow it. All right? It's really that simple, and I do try and post interesting stuff. I did post something today. I mentioned on Friday. I said I have something very big, a huge announcement I'm going to make on Monday. My social media folks know about it already. I will share it with you in just a couple of moments. It is 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.